Okay, guys, we mentioned before the famous remes to Hanukkah is by Yaakov Avinu fighting with the Malach. He went back for Pachim Ketanim, right? So now, what does it say over there? When he wrestled with the Malach, represents a Ruchni struggle, like Hanukkah was, fighting with angels and fighting with the ideology, right? Atika kef Yerach Yaakov. He pulled out the leg. He got Yaakov Avinu in the legs. And that's why we don't eat Gid Anoshe. Right? And that's what Chazal say. It's a Chazal. Anyone who doesn't fast on Tisha B'Av is Kilu Ochal Gid Anoshe. It's not just they didn't fast. As if he ate treif, he ate Gid Anoshe. Because of Gid Anoshe, that's why we have Tisha B'Av. It was an expression that, that's where we're vulnerable. That's how Esav, he got us in Gid Anoshe. So in the national picture, that's Chorban HaBayis. And why? Because we went, one of the dinim of the Rambam writes, the Sefer, it's one of the essential inyonim of a Beis HaMikdash, is that it's a makom for aliyah l'rega. The Rambam writes the Sefer on mitzvahs. That it would be a makom of hakrava and a makom of aliyah l'rega. It's part of the very definition of what you need a Beis HaMikdash for. Well, we got to be ole l'rega somewhere. Aliyah l'rega, raglayim, right? Nifla mode, right? So now what state in Zayar and Ari, right, is that the tikkun, the goyim got a little, they got us in the legs, right, which, it resulted in Churban HaBayis mamish, and that's the side, like we said, that anyone reads on Tishbaz Kilo Ochal Gid HaNoshe, right, but the tikkun is when, we got back, we got the goyim back, and that's Hanukkah and Purim. And so state that Hanukkah and Purim are connected to Raglaim, that they're connected to the midas of Netzach and Hod, which are right leg and left leg. Kayadua? Right? Purim is the right leg, Hanukkah is the left leg, Hod. Right? Correct. Right? No, it's true. No, blue is Malchus. Tchelos is Malchus. Tchelos is Malchus. Anyway, right? Hanukkah and Purim, right. Hanukkah and Purim is we had our to do with the goyim, and we got them back, and that's a little bit of a tikkun of getting back on our feet, getting back on our feet. Right. So now it's Merumah's Heitev in the din of Hanukkah, that the mitzvasa mishetishke hachama ad shetichle regel min hashuk. As I said, no raglayim in the marketplace, right? So you say, what does it mean, regel? Why say, ain't on nashim bashuk? No, it's a lashon of regel, right? So what does it mean, so to understand it a little bit deeper, and to understand, the chiluk between the yomim tovim d'oraisa and the yomim tovim d'rabbanan, which are Hanukkah and Purim, right? What does it mean that he got us in the legs? Like, why the legs? All right. So legs, you have to ask yourself a question. What did legs mean in Gan Eden? Now, we know that legs, we need, because we got to move. Why do we got to move? You got to move because you don't have it good enough where you are. You don't have all your needs. You got to go to the bathroom. You got to go to work, particularly go to the shuk, because you don't have all your needs where you are. Right? That's what you need legs for. If you have all your needs where you are, you would never have to move. But so in Gan Eden, let me ask you like this. In Gan Eden, where man had everything what he needs right in front of him, it all grew on trees, right? What do you need legs for? Even bread grew on trees. Everything grew on trees. Chinese food grew on cheese, right? Everything. So what do you need legs for? So legs used to mean something totally different than what they mean now. Legs used to mean that you could climb me madrega la madrega. Say which a malach can't do. A malach is called an oimed because he's always on his one madrega. A malach can't even do two different types of shlichus. Right? He's an oimed. Man was meant to progress from madrega madrega. Legs had a totally different idea, a spiritual idea of ascending to a higher and higher level. That's the Lashon of Chazal. Tzadikim, ein lem menucha, lo bo lamazeh, lo bo ba shenemar, yelchu mechayel ochayel. They go from strength to strength. Jewish law is called halacha. Halichos ela halachos. To walk. To go from madrega to madrega. Now, because we did the chet, which you know has to do with legs, because the nachash, you know, as a result of him being machshos, he lost his legs. Right? Now, why? Must be because he tainted ours. Right? Now, and that's also where we're still vulnerable. What does it say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the nachash, Hu yishuf chorosh, ata tishufenu akev. Man will kill you by the head, you kill him by the legs. Gemara says in Brachas Hani Birki Drabon de Shalhi, you know, the Drabon are weak in legs. Minayu, it's from the Shadim. The Shadim get you in the legs. Legs always, you know, vulnerable. Because the legs is our most earthly part. And, that's what we say there. Anu Ratzim, Hein Ratzim. Anu Ratzim, L'chayim Bav, Hein Ratzim, Bereshach. It's supposed to use the legs. You know, that in a spiritual way, to go from madrega to madrega, right? You know, the goyim just use their legs, you know, just to go deeper and deeper into taivas, but they're somewhere in the middle. We're just using your legs for parnasa, to go to the shuk. Because that's the whole end of a shuk, a marketplace. The main thing you need for a market is our legs. Because you bring your wares, you want to exchange for somewhere else, you got to move the merchandise from here to there and then exchange. Movement, the markets, movement. That's the ikar of a... that lowers the inyan of the legs, right? It lowers the inyan of the legs, right? But that's where we're vulnerable, because it starts with just needing to be running around, like we say, running around for your parnasa, running bepizur nefesh, running, right? Running. That's where the Yetzer gets you. And it's all downhill from there, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, Ragleha Yordos Mavis. Right? And that's what means he got us in the legs. Because we gotta work for our parnasa and things like that. Right? You know, and that in the market there's no heads, there's only legs. Rego Bashuk, right? Because you're running around. You're running around and you're moving merchandise. Right? And when you're running around, you're not settled in your head. That's what means we're vulnerable in the legs. So now here's the thing. The Gimel Regolim, right, is what everyone used their legs to go to Har Habayis. That's like the regal. So it's called Regolim. It's what the legs were really meant for. To climb. Mi Yale Bahar Hashem. Right? And that's what that was saying of Aliyah L'Rego. It's called you getting your feet off the ground. Instead of your feet being for, you know, what we use them for, just to run here and run there, because, you know, just in the pursuit of Gashmias, right? You Aliyah L'Rego, the Raglaim, and it's called Regolim, because that's what Raglaim were really for, to go to the base of Mikdash, which represents to go from Madrega to Madrega. So that'll be Yomim Tovim Doraisa. What happens? We leave the physical world behind. Aliyah L'Rego, we get the legs off the ground. And we leave, you know, our everything behind and go to Yerushalayim. But we don't have to worry. Our borders are secure. Loach Marisha Artzachem. Secure borders. Right? Right? We go on. Okay. So now, what happened on Hanukkah? So Hanukkah, the Greeks broke into the Beis HaMikdash. But of course, you know, when we go to Beis HaMikdash, it's Aliyah L'Rego. We leave Gashmis behind and we ascend, which is what Raglaim were all about, to move up, not to move sideways. To move up, Aliyah L'Rego, but when the Greeks break into Beis Mish, they're bringing the Gashmias into the Beis Mish, because they don't go Aliyah L'Rego, they're called Pirtza, right? Ufartzu Chomos Miglai. They break in entry, they bring the outside inside. They're not ascending. They broke in, brought the outside inside. So that's why after the Yeshua, right? That we chased them out. So it's a very interesting halacha. That and it's the day of most Rishonim, if not all, right? That, you know, Ner Chanukah is a din on the bias, not just Ner Beso Ishto, but you put it al Pesach Beso Mibachutz. According to most Rishonim, a homeless guy is not chayev in a menorah, right? Yeah, he gets Birkas Riyah as a consolation prize. That's why they're Mitake Birkas Riyah for the homeless, right? It's like mezuzah. Why? Because it's all about, you know, the Yevonim broke the boundaries between out and in. They brought, you know, what should be left on the outside, the parnasa and things like that. They broke it in. And sometimes, you know, we do it. That's the effect that they have on us also. What should be left, you know, in the legs, right? Shouldn't reach your head, right? You shouldn't have your head in your legs. Right? You shouldn't have your head in your legs. There's a, well, I was only by, right. I wasn't by many Farbrengens, you know, but I was in a few, by Lubavtcher, by one of them, when I was there, he started crying in the middle. I didn't understand Yiddish. I asked the guy next to me, what is he crying about? He said he told over a story that that by one of his forefathers, you know, one of the Hasidim walked in with shiny, shiny boots. And the Hasidim were like impressed. Oh, great boots. And the Rebbe said, I'm disgusted. His head is in his boots. And then the Rebbe started crying and say, and bizmanenu, people have fancy things called carpets. And a carpet is even lower than the shoes. People have their heads mamish in the ground in their carpets, right? All right, so if you have to at least, you know, do your parnas, at least leave it in the legs. Don't let it touch, don't let it, don't have your head in it. And Aliyah Larego's to raise the legs up out of the shuk, go there. But they broke into the Beis HaMikdash, and they bring the chol into the Kodesh, Vetimu Kol HaShmanim. They mix the boundaries. So the tikkun is, first of all, reestablish the boundaries of Bifnim and Bachutz, right? You know, secure our borders, right?
Build the wall.
You know, and so first you have the bais, which is the internal space, and you leave the shuk on the outside. Don't bring the shuk into the house.
Homeland security.
Don't bring the shuk in. Leave the shuk on the outside. And you have clear boundaries of the pnim and chutz. The pnim is kodesh, the chutz is chol, and you leave, right? The hefech of their pirtza. But now it goes, we take it one step further. We put the ner al pesach beis mi bachutz. That if there's going to be any influence, the flow of influence is not going to be out in. The flow of influence is going to be from in out. Right. Kedusha is going to influence the chulin. The chulin is not going to influence the kedusha. Right? Chutzah. Right. That's it. So that's where the Yom Tov and Rabban are different. Yom Tov Doraisa, which is Keneged the Yom. It's Keneged the Yom. It's on the sunny side of the calendar. All the Yom Tov Doraisa, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, are on the sunny side of the calendar. Or Hayom. Right, you know, it's daytime. And you got to get, you know, out of the darkness into the day, right? But the Yomim Tovim Durabonin are on the other half of the calendar, the winter side of the calendar, where it's night and you need candles, right? You have to illuminate the darkness, right? And so Yom Tovim Durabonin, there's no din of Aliyah Larego. We bring the fight to the Raglayim instead of raising the. We go to the world of the Shuk, where the Regel is. You know, and we want to fix the raglaim on their own turf.
Stop the caravan.
Right, stop the caravan. You know, bring the fight to the caravan. Right, bring the fight to them. You know, ad shetichle rego min hashuk. We're going to go as a countermeasure. Now, you know, not only are we going to keep the pnim and chutz separate, the kodesh and chol, right, but we're going to bring the kodesh out to the chol. Right, and that's also a special halacha that there's a din, right? That ner Chanukah, it's not ma'akev, but ner Chanukah mitzvah nicha toch asora. It's not all Rishonim bring it, but there's a gemara like that, right? That's dafka mitzvah be under 10 tefachim. The hefech from the sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim high, because the gemara says me'olam lo yorda shechina lamata me'asora. Right, the shechina stays up, and asora is like. Avir Rishus Rabbim, you know, in Hilchos Shabbos, Rishus Rabbim, the Avir of Rishus is up to 10 Tfachim. 10 Tfachim upwards is Avir Makom Ptur. Man's space is up to 10 Tfachim. And that's the space of Sukkah, the 10 Tfachim, right? But the Ner Chanukah goes Lamata Me'asara. It's a Chiddush. We're taking the Shechina out to the street. Instead of raising the legs up, right, we're going to go to where the legs are down and bring Kedusha there. And that's mamash too, like that. That mamash defeats them, right? Because when we do Aliyah Larego, we escape them. We escape from the darkness into the daytime. The darkness is where the boogeyman's at. We escape daytime. That's Yom Tovim Doraisa. We escape Beis HaMikdash. Yom Tovim Durabonan, we bring the fight to them. On the dark side of the calendar, where the Aster Parms go over in the darkness to the Shuk, to the Raglaim, bring the Or to the Raglaim, that even the vulnerable, Aliyah Larego goes to escape the vulnerable aspect of, no, even where the Raglaim are vulnerable, we're going to be metaking down there, bring the Or Torah down there, right? And that's what we're Moisif. It's It's called a Yom Tov Durabonon, just like God created the sun, but man makes candles. And it's also Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that scene of Ner Chanukah, that we generate light, right, to be metakin, the things that the Ribon Shem left for us to be metakin. By Yom Tov Duraisa, we escape from there. We're Olil Arego. We get take the feet off the ground. We're bringing the light down to the ground, to the feet, to be mayor to that Nakuda where we were vulnerable, and that's the real tikkun, to fix the vulnerability. L'chaim, l'chaim. 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 L'chaim.